4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Did you want more than that? No, I mean, it's Tuesday. What can I tell you? We might be on the verge of seeing a new leadership structure, a new government, regime change in Iran. That would actually be good for all of us. Remember, right about now, Iran produces oil. Do you notice where the Israelis have not hit? You are correct. They have not taken out any of the Iranian oil facilities. There's a reason for it. Of course there's a reason for it. Iran, because of the sanctions on it, is actually unable to sell its oil on the world market. So what do? They discount it. About 100% of the oil they produce. Just about 100%. Just shy of 100% because the leftovers actually go to the people in Iran. Close to 100% of the oil they produce is purchased at a far discounted price by China, not by the official Chinese petroleum companies, but by the unofficial Chinese petroleum companies, which then bring it and further process it in China. China gets a great deal. Of course, Iran doesn't get hard currency, so they still have to go through all sorts of hoops to turn that into something that benefits them. Now, imagine for a second, the supreme lunatic who's been in charge of Iran for a long time is gone. The people of Iran rise up and say, okay, let's have a real country here. Let's let girls go back to school. Let's act like civilized human beings. What happens then? Well, sanctions come off. When the sanctions come off, all of that Iranian oil will then be available on the world market. It's beneficial for us. It is the bottom line when it comes to economic discussions, right? Supply and demand. You're going to bring a whole slew more supply of oil to the world market. Prices come down. Something else happens. Because Iran could then sell the oil on the legitimate open market, they could get actual hard currency, and they could begin to rebuild and remake Iran into a modern country. Wouldn't that be great? It would be great. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Right about now, Israel has total control of Iranian airspace. It had initially been reported that they had control of the airspace over Tehran, and now it is being reported and confirmed. Complete control of the airspace over the entire nation of Iran. And what is Iran? 10, 15, 20 times bigger than Israel? It's amazing when you look at it. Absolutely amazing. Talking about a couple of weeks to wrap this thing up. That would be great. Part of this is back in the court of President Trump. Will he or will he not give the go-ahead for the so-called bunker buster to be utilized? To totally take out the Iranian nuclear enrichment program would require the so-called bunker buster bomb. Now, that bomb weighs 13 tons. Israel does not have that. They do not have that bomb. and they do not have the ability to deliver that bomb. And so it would be American material, an American plane, American personnel that would do that. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know what the answer is. President Trump, I think, has been very clear that he doesn't want to get in wars. Okay. I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. But I also think that this could really set the world right. Given what's going on, President Trump should be a slam dunk shoe-in for the Nobel Peace Prize. Anybody think he's going to get it? Not a chance. Not Greta Thunberg will get it before he does. In fact, now that I think about it, how much you want to bet somebody nominates that malicious little troll for it before all is said and done? I'll bet you they will. CNN and CBS and NBC, they don't know which way to go. I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example. CBS News, this should give you an idea of just how insane these people are. They're upset about the deaths of Iranian generals. Very same people who are ordering individuals thrown off of buildings. Children slaughtered. But CBS is upset. I tell you what, take a listen. It's a little bit longer than I would normally share with you, but you got to hear the whole thing. Cut number two.
Deborah Patta is in a Tel Aviv neighborhood that was damaged in last night's attack with the latest. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning. The American consulate is just down there. As you can see, it's in a densely populated area. That was the scene of a devastating attack overnight. Behind me, buildings have been destroyed, windows blown out, some reduced to rubble. Shops also have been demolished. It's been a rough night.
A direct hit right in the heart of Tel Aviv. The night sky lit up with explosions as Israel's air defense system intercepted one Iranian missile after another. The strike destroyed the homes of people living in this densely populated neighborhood. Not far from Tel Aviv, in the city of Petah Tikva, at least four Israelis were killed after a missile slammed into this building, bringing the number of deaths since last week to at least 24. But the toll Israel has inflicted on Iran is far higher. 224 killed, including women and children, as well as the ongoing assassination of top military commanders and nuclear scientists. Thousands of civilians are fleeing the capital, Tehran. They are not used to being under attack, and we understand the regime is concerned it could spark unrest. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already hinted at regime change. Israel has said the purpose of the war is also to cripple Iran's nuclear capability. When pressed on why they acted now, Netanyahu had this to say.
They were marching very quickly. They would achieve a test device and possibly an initial device within months and certainly less than a year.
There are reports that President Trump rejected an Israeli plan to assassinate Iran's supreme leader. But the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told CBS News these are fake.
Interesting. I never thought that I would see people taking the side of the mad mullahs in Iran. But I guess I had forgotten just how deep anti-American sentiment and how hardwired anti-Semitic beliefs, Jew hatred, really is for some people. Sad. Hey, I got something good for you. I got a pair of tickets for Tower of Power. They're going to be performing down at the historic Beacon Theater this Friday, and we're going to do it right around 4:20 this afternoon. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets. Reminder to you, the James River Air text line is always open, always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.